Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Now What? Where Do I Go From Here? A podcast to create awareness about reaching good health, well-being, and maximizing your potential. Now here's your host and favorite wellness advocates, Star Waters and Sandy Rogers.
Greetings, greetings everyone, and welcome to Now What? Where Do I Go From Here? So you're in the company of Well, you know what happens. Technology does what technology do, but that does not stop us. We know that there are certain energies that would keep from having you to get this powerful, powerful, powerful message today from two exceptional guests that we have that's coming in to join us. So we're going to just jump right in and get this started. So what we like to start doing each Thursday when we broadcast is make sure that we give thanks to our ancestors, to all the ancestors, because they bring many, many gifts and blessings to us. We know that we stand on their shoulders. We stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength, knowledge, fortitude, resilience, bravery, courage, and notwithstanding any issues that we may have with modern technology. So thank you, ancestors. We get laughter and love from them as well. And so now that we know better, we do better, and it's all from the knowledge that our ancestors passed down to us. And so we come being very, very thankful that we're gifted with the wisdom and the blessings from our ancestors. So my guest host is the Wellness Wizard. Hey, Wellness Wizard, you around here?
I certainly am, my friend. Right here, right here. Welcome, welcome, everyone.
Alrighty.
And so what I'd like to do to get us started here is come up with an inspirational piece out of a Yolanda Van Zandt's book, Acts of Faith, and it starts off like this. You get what you expect, and that is a quote by Alvin Ailey. We often say we want many things, while deep inside we doubt if it will come to us. The universe does not give us what we say we want. It gives us what we expect to get. You cannot fool Mother Nature. She gives birth to your deepest thoughts, and the principle is this. Everything happens twice, first on the inside, then on the outside. We must literally create the energy of what we want within ourselves before we can have it on the physical world or in the physical world. How does it feel to be wealthy, in love, in perfect health, with a banging hot body and curves that will blind a seeing man's sight? Totally feel free to do anything we choose. We must let the feeling well up inside and live as though the very thing we want is the thing we have. We must feel ourselves being and enjoying the very best life has to offer. We must think about it, talk about it, and expect it every moment. We must impregnate our total being with the expectation of what we want. As the feeling grows, the day will become when we give birth to exactly what we want. And the key word here is a word that one of my mentors passed down to me, Debrina Jackson Gandy, and that is to experience it. Experience it, to bring it from the inside out to the outside. And the key word or the affirmation to end all of this, I expect all the best right here and now. And that's what I have to say today. What say you, Sandy?
Well, I like that, and I expect to inspect. So thank you so much for that. And, you know, we understand that sometimes we face challenges, but it's how we deal with them that keeps us grounded and keeps us moving forward, because there are certain things that are just outside of our control, and that we understand. So I want to thank Star and for setting the groundwork for us. And audience, you know you're invited to be a part of the discussion if you so choose. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819. And if you would just hit 1 on your dial to let us know that you want to speak live on air with us, we'll certainly open up the line for you to do that. Once your line has been opened, if you're not speaking, if you would just put your phone on mute so that we are not listening to any background noise that you may have going on, we would appreciate that. Our microphones are extremely sensitive to noise, and so we do appreciate you being being alert to that and conscious of any background noise. So I want to go ahead and give you the information and introduce our speakers for today. So the name of the show is called All in the Family. Keep fit and keep going. And our two exceptional guests that's going to be sharing their knowledge with us today is Christiana Scott, I'm sorry for mispronouncing your name, and Kate Allen Scott. And so they're going to be explaining to us exactly what motivated a whole family of 9 to start a family business in the fitness world. The whole family has been invited, and so we have the 2 that's going to be representing those 9 of the workings of doing business, keeping fit, and the whole process of, you know, raising children and how all of that fits together day in and day out. And they will share how they took a hobby of martial arts to a thriving fitness business. So not letting current life situations steal the thunder of keeping classes going and the doors open, this family rallied together and took their show to the net to stay alive and thriving. So everyone has their job to do, and together they pull from the youngest to the oldest, being organized and dedicated to fulfill the family dream. And so, you know, we just totally appreciate and understand these individuals that are coming forth to sharing what they're doing. So let me just read the biographies to introduce you to the powerful two individuals that's going to be coming with us today. Christiana Scott and Kate Allen Scott are best friends
sister wives and business partners. They have known each other since 2015. They have 7 children in their family. Christiana Scott is a doctoral student at Ball State University and has 3 master degrees in theology, adult and higher education, and public administration, while Kate has a master's in educational psychology with a focus on positive psychology, and she's a licensed physical therapist assistant. In 2018, they started Prounce. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's P-R-O-U-N-C-E, Trounce Martial Art Fitness, and open a martial art academy and fitness facility in Muncie, Indiana. This year, they closed their physical location due to COVID-19, and they offer their personal training and life coaching services exclusively online and free flow chai classes online. They love to help people become fit from within by developing healthy mental and physical habits. You can reach them by email at Trounce, that's TROUNCEMAF, like in Frank, or fitness at outlook.com, or their website, which is www.trounce, TROUNCE, fitness.com. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Star, to the Wellness Wizard. She's going to be conducting the interview and the discussion today. And, of course, I'm not going to keep quiet, but Star is really, really anxious about doing this interview. And so, Star, I'm turning it over to you.
Thank you, Sandy. Are our guests on the line?
Yes, we are.
Hi.
Hi.
Why don't okay,
you
great.
And you're both on the line at the same time?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm Christina Scott.
I'm Kate Allen Scott.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. And well, first of all, before you tell us what you do, tell us about your vision and what it is that the gift that you want to bring to the world through your efforts.
Awesome. Thank you, Star, for that question. Thank you, Sandy, for the lovely introduction. We focus on helping people develop habits or healthy habits first by looking at themselves from within. And you kind of touched on it, Star, when you were saying that things happen twice. So helping people understand that they are a spirit and that what they want in life, you know, they have to look at it from a inward perspective, and then those good, healthy habits will come out outwardly. So helping people also just find sobriety with their eating habits and also with their physical habits.
Wow. That was kind of a mouthful, just that one word that you used, sobriety. I mean, we hear the word sobriety with alcohol and with, you know, smoking and, you know, drugs, but you paired it up with eating and food. Can you talk a little bit more about that, please?
Right.
Hello?
We're thinking, okay, can you hear me? Sorry now. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
We had to unmute it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What sobriety is, finding the middle ground, right? Because we have to eat. We need food, but it's a thing of not overeating food.
Okay.
So what we're trying to help people find, balance, I guess that would be a better word. Balance
okay.
in your eating, balance in your exercise, because you can over-exercise. But trying to help people find
right.
balance in through eating and through physical fitness.
And that was another interesting point that you brought, the sobriety. So you think of sobriety as far as, like, say, someone who's an alcoholic or a drug addict. I heard another fitness expert the other day talk about how he looks at food like alcohol. So when he's going to indulge in something, he considers it like having an alcoholic drink. So he's not going to overindulge. He's just going to have a little bit. So it's kind of finding that, like Chris talked about, the middle ground. Just a little bit, but not too much.
Right. Well, I love the word sobriety. And I did not want it to go past us without me bringing it up, because I've never quite heard it used in the same sentence when it comes to sobriety and eating. And I just wanted you to expound on that a little bit more. And isn't it ironic, are now 1 year into the COVID thing, or I guess I wasn't supposed to say that word, but into this whole, you know, being shut in and all of that. And we as a people, we were not having or practicing sobriety during this whole lockdown thing. As a matter of fact, we did the opposite, you know. And so can you talk a little bit about some of the mindless eating that people did while they were locked down and shut in, and how that might affect our health and our fitness and our wellness?
Yeah, so the fact about being, like, shut in, one, you know, you don't have the usual things that keep you busy. When you're not being kept busy, your mind is just focused, you know, on eating and things like that, you know, kind of like being more mindless and not being mindful. So we saw a lot of, you know, clients, and as we were speaking with them, kind of trying to keep in, you know, on track with them, even when we were physically shut down, you know, we were touching base, and they were struggling. They didn't have the accountability of coming in. That was the number one thing that when I asked somebody, you know, what was their reason or their desire for seeking, you know, personal training, is that accountability. And it's really hard when you don't have that and you're at home. It's just you. You know, people were locked down and they didn't have that accountability of someone seeing them. So when we went virtual, then, you know, people were getting that accountability again, because now they had to show up, you know, through via Zoom and be accountable. So then it kind of, it helps people even when, you know, everybody was still locked down.
And I would just agree with what she's saying, Star, the same thing. The virtual aspect of our training just brought about more accountability. And I think, and we also noticed that our business did flourish because people really didn't have anything to do but exercise. So, you know, some good things did come out of the COVID situation. People were perhaps focused on exercising, and we were able to help them with accountability.
Wow. That's really deep, because I know for a fact that I love to be in group sessions because of the accountability factor and not being able to go. I'm not good at self-motivating myself, especially I really soar with the group energy and synergy. And so this is amazing. And I've kind of seen you work a little bit. You called me in on some of your sessions. And first of all, I got a little intimidated. I'm going to have to share this with you. I got a little intimidated because our radio listening audience has not had the opportunity to see both of your physical bodies. And I don't really know too much about Kate's physical body. I know that she's in shape, but I have seen you more often, Christiana, and, you know, you're a spitfire, okay? So all of a sudden now with seeing your physical body and your demeanor, I'm already saying, this woman about to kill me.
I'm not going to let it happen, okay? And so you are walking your talk. You are in prime physical condition and fitness, and it shows, you know. I don't know if you all know very much about going to, like, I forgot what it's called, but where you're actually doing singing and they have the words up for you to know what the words are. What's that thing called that you do?
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Yeah. Christiana, you remind me of the little bouncing dot that goes from word to word, you know, to keep you. You just don't stop. You have energy galore, and God bless you. And God bless those that have hired the both of you to keep us in shape. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Star. We appreciate that. I'm a mother of five children, so I understand being out of shape and having to get the body back in shape. You know, after having five kids, you know, my body wasn't always the same, but I was determined because I felt responsible for my body, and then I felt the responsibility to my family. And so I not only did it for myself, but I knew other people were depending on me. And so when that happened, it's about accountability now. I have other people that are depending on me, so I want to ensure that I'm around for as long as possible and that I instill healthy habits into my children's lives. So that was very helpful for me, having children to help keep me on track, because I've always been physical. I competed in sports in high school and in college, but I also knew as I was going through college, I said, I want to maintain this certain lifestyle for the rest of my life. And so I've been able to do that, which is awesome. But it is a struggle. It's not easy, but hopefully people can be inspired by my journey.
Well, I can see that you are walking your talk, and, you know, you are making it happen by basically that word that I use, which is experiencing. You know, many times we do experiencing, which we're working from the outer. But experiencing is going within yourself and bringing that vision of what you are wanting to bring up to the outside world. And both of you have done a wonderful job. I mean, just having all those children and you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, with homework, and I'm sure there's a husband involved, and, you know, and the two of you. So let's just get right to that, because before we get into the business and how you've made it, how you have transitioned from, you know, an indoor, in the building, in the moment business to transitioning it to online, my goodness. How do you keep everything straight? How do you keep the household moving and going and still run your business, grow your business, do your business? You are the business. How do you do that?
Well, that's a really good question, Star. It's really about just having a plan and having a structure. Just like, you know, we provide our training clients with a plan, with a structure on how, like a roadmap, how they're going to get to where they're going, which is becoming healthier and fitter and happier. We have to do the same in the house. So, you know, we have to instill, you know, good values and things like that. So one of the things that we started doing was waking the kids up really early in the morning and, you know, having them go ahead and exercise and start their day, because being homeschooled, there is no set time that they have to start school. So we go ahead and have them get up, exercise, and then start their day. And so that way they can, you know, start the day on the right foot. And so not only that, like, you know, with our meals and things like that, with planning healthy meals, you know, we sit down, we make a schedule, we make a plan, all the meals that we're going to have, make sure they're nutritional. And so balancing that with the business, you know, it's just all about having a plan, having a schedule, you know, we'll schedule business meetings to have together to discuss the business, discuss our clients, because one good thing about us working together is that I have my background, Chris has, or Christina has her background, and we can both pull from our resources. So each client not only gets one personal trainer, but they get two people with both of our backgrounds and knowledge. And so that's one really good thing about, you know, coming in there, like we're like a package deal. And so we can both not only manage the business, but also help to manage the house at the same time. So it's been a true blessing.
So why don't you let us in on each of your different backgrounds so we get an opportunity to see what you're working with, if you don't mind.
So me, myself, I'm a physical therapist assistant, and so I know the body really well. And so I know, you know, somebody gets injured, or I know, you know, how to you know, treat somebody after they recover from an injury. And so that's one thing that I bring, also my extensive knowledge in diet and exercising. I've done a lot of research because I used to be, you know, over 250 pounds. And so I had to, like, you know. Yeah, so
I'm just saying that's tremendous improvement and transition. That's great.
Thank you.
So right here I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to also share with the listening audience about this guy, Drew somebody, I forgot his name, who is a trainer who was so hard on his overweight clients, and it one day he decided that, hey, they're having a hard time because I'm not being I'm not giving them any feelings, because I don't know what it's like to be obese. So he ended up gaining like about 80 pounds, and then he trained himself down to where he was before, and then is when he really had the compassion, the understanding, and the empathy for his overweight clients. So I'm thinking to myself, when you said that you were over 250 pounds, that I would certainly put myself in your hands to train me, because you know what it's like. You know the struggle. You know getting out of breath and not being able to keep up with the trainer and other people less smaller or less larger than yourself. That's awesome, Kate. That's wonderful.
Thank you. I've been, right now currently I'm also working through, after having a baby. I just had a baby 5 months ago, and so I'm trying to get my body back from that too. So I understand, you know, where women are coming from, where, you know, what we have to work through. You know, we have the hormones that we're dealing with our bodies, and, you know, trying to figure out and helping others, you know, uncover what the knowledge that I have through, you know, learning about diet and exercising, what works, what doesn't work.
And just mm-hmm. to add to what you said, the experience, you talked about inexperiencing, and I think our background from having children, you know, it's real. We haven't had any surgeries on our bodies. You know, we've gone through the process of gaining weight and then having to lose the weight. And after having five children, you know, when you look at most people that may have had one or two, it, you know, it can show. But what the research has said, that it can take 5 years for you to get that body back. So it's a struggle. It's a challenge. It's not going to change overnight. It takes time, and helping people to be patient with their body as it changes is one of the things that we specialize in. and also helping people see that this is a journey. It's a lifestyle. It's not a fad. It's not a diet, but we're helping you develop healthy habits for life.
Oh, great. Christiana, why don't you give us your background?
Okay, so my background is in theology. So I have a master's degree in theology, and I also have a master's degree in adult and higher education, and also a master's degree in public administration. So with the theology degree, it helped us understand from a spiritual or inward perspective what people may be dealing with. The name of our business is Trounce Martial Art Fitness. And trounce means to annihilate or utterly defeat your opponent. And your first opponent is yourself or your flesh. And helping our clients, we're in the process of helping our clients overcome themselves, whether that desire is to overeat or overindulge in certain types of foods. We're trying to help them gain balance in looking at those foods that they are overindulging in. And then asking yourself, why? What is causing you to overindulge? And so I've taken some psychology courses, and so has Kate. So that background has also helped us become better at helping people look at themselves inwardly to make a change physically.
That's awesome.
So how much do you know about addiction? Both of you.
Well, the only experience that I have with addiction is dealing with my father, who was addicted to alcohol. And so I saw the struggles that he had in giving that up. And so I understand what it's like for the person on the outside, you know, looking at this person who is dealing with an addiction. And so he struggled with that. And then I saw myself going down the same road. That was something that I had to fight out of, which was following his footsteps and becoming an alcoholic myself. So what I did was I replaced that partying and drinking with a physical activity, which for me was Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And so through that, I got to, you know, I saw, you know, what it was like through his experiences in dealing with someone who has an addiction. And then also through my life, I've also dealt with, you know, food addiction, being addicted to food, you know, overeating, overindulging, because, you know, we've got to eat. We've got to, you know, eat things and things like that. So, you know, how do you deal with it when, you know, the substance that you're addicted to is food? And so I do have that insight, you know, trying to treat food as if it were alcohol, you know, trying to look at it as a substance, you know, that I can't, you know, overindulge in, and just, you know, trying to focus on eating the right things.
And Star, I'd like to add to what Kate said, just to let you know that everyone is an addict because everyone is in their flesh. Your flesh is always bringing things to you to overindulge in, but you have to learn balance. That's the key. And some people have balance in other areas of their life better than other areas of their life. So they may have good balance with physical fitness, but they may overindulge in alcohol. You may have really good balance with eating, but overindulging in, you know, something else. So we're all dealing with addictions. But helping people see that you can gain balance in your life. You can learn how to not overindulge, but find sobriety in what you're doing because you need to eat. You know, we need food. You know, our brains do need sugar. But how do you not overindulge in that sugar? So that's what we're trying to help people understand.
That is, I mean, I'm just so inspired by the both of you. And I wish I could, you know, that this shutdown will be over with really soon, and I can actually walk through your doors and physically be in your presence and learn the wisdom that you all both possess and share with those that are willing to learn from you. You're amazing. And I just have to just say, yay, you're amazing, ladies.
Thank you, Star.
All right, so tell us from the Scott family, what do your meals look like? What do your breakfasts and lunches and dinners and snacks look like that you feed yourself and your family so that, you know, we can really look up to you and follow your lead?
Thank you, Star, for that question. Me in particular, I enjoy smoothies. So I had a smoothie today, this morning, after my workout. And for me personally, I like to eat after my workout, okay? I like to drink something hot in the morning. I tend to drink a lot of green tea. And then I may exercise. And then after exercising, I'll have my meal. That's what works best for me. I like eating whole foods, so fruits, vegetables, just in their original state. Nothing complicated. Do I eat chips? Yes, I do, but I don't overindulge. Finding balance. We like to make granola. We like to make oatmeal cookies. That's something that I enjoy eating. Okay, you want to share?
I like to eat, you know, eggs. I eat a lot of eggs for, you know, a good source of protein. As far as the kids go, you know, we give them several options that they can have for breakfast. They have, you know, they can have, like, eggs and toast, or there's, you know, oatmeal. Oatmeal is a great, fantastic breakfast. It really helps to, you know, refuel the body. You can add some healthy options to it, honey. You know, just a tiny bit of brown sugar, you know, some almonds and cranberries. Then for lunch, you know, we usually, you know, Chris will make the smoothies for the kids. You know, she'll have plenty of it, like, in the fridge. That's one big thing, is to have things that are on hand, healthy options that are easy and quick to grab. Because if you only have convenience foods that are quick to grab, you're going to go for the convenience foods when your sugar and your energy levels dip. So having healthy options, you know, we keep a lot of fruit around in the house.
We've also added salads.
Yes, salads.
At least have salads maybe once or twice a week. And what I'm learning,
okay,
from when I was a kid, I remember my dad would pick me up. He would say, Chris, what would you like to eat today? And I would always say, oh, I want to go to that fast food place with the arches, right? And he would take me there, and my dad would not eat. He would not eat the food. And so
okay,
now, today, I understand. My dad never told me anything bad about that place, but now my knowledge has increased, and I no longer eat at that place. And so my dad led by example. He didn't, like, force it down my throat. This is what you need to do. But as I grew and I increased in knowledge and my awareness of food and the types of food I should put in my body, I made the change. And so that's the same approach I'm taking with my children. We did go vegan for a whole year, the whole family, which was awesome. It was a great learning experience, but that was just a fast for us that 1 year. And so we decided to say, okay, we'll take a look at some adding some meat back into our diet, but you can choose, you know, if you want this type of lifestyle. And so we're just modeling what our children should do. And I know as their knowledge increases, they will make things, you know, the same changes. They like Doritos. It's okay. I'm like, okay. But I used to eat like that too, but not anymore. My knowledge has increased and I've made a change. So we understand that it's a process and that it's a journey. And we encourage our clients to make small changes and also to educate themselves, so that once they get the knowledge, they become empowered and say, this is the change I want to make.
Okay. So how about giving us the ages of these children, these wonder children that are in your household?
So I'll start with the two youngest, which are my two. So they're in Dorothea, which she is 5 months now, and then Victoria, which is the next one, who is almost 5 years.
Okay. And my children, my youngest is 10. I have four boys and one girl. So I have a 10-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, and an 18-year-old.
Wow. That's a herd. No, that would not be a herd. That's a village. That's a village.
And so, Kaden,
do they all work?
Go ahead, Star. I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue.
Oh, no. It's about you. You go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to talk about how we work together. And because
yes,
you said it's
too.
A village. And it takes a village, they say, to, you know, raise children. And Kate and I have come together to rear our children together. So she has gifts that I don't have. And that's the awesome benefit of our relationship as sister wives, is that my kids get another person to invest in their lives. It's not just one person, me, but they get Kate's qualities to add to their lives. So it's a wonderful experience. You know, we own a business, and we're able to share the duties of that business, which has been a very beneficial aspect of our business. So our clients not only get one trainer, but two personal trainers, and then our kids not only get one mom, but they get two mothers to assist them in life.
Okay. And so there, I'm going to go back to the terminology sister wives. So does that mean that there is a husband involved in here somewhere?
Yes, Kate. I'm sorry. Yes, Star. My husband and I have been married for 20 years, and we decided that Kate came into our lives in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And so jiu-jitsu is what brought Kate and I together. And she was moving to the area where we were, and she was looking for a jiu-jitsu gym to train. And generally with jiu-jitsu, it's a male-dominated sport. And so I had created a group for women to ask questions or to gain advice on gyms to attend so that, you know, they don't have the risk of perhaps getting hurt, because that can happen, you know, in a male-dominated facility. And so Kate asked for suggestions regarding the gym, and she started attending that gym, and we kept communicating online, and we invited Kate to our home, and she just really fell in love with our family. And she would come over daily, and we would talk about jiu-jitsu, we would talk about spiritual things and her background, and she was just a really good fit for our family. And we said, why don't you come and be a part of our family? And that happened. And so we're just so glad that Kate decided to be a member of our family as a sister wife.
So I've been a part of the family for 6 years now. And one thing that drew me about this family was their love for God and their knowledge on spirituality. And so getting the classes about spirituality really helped me realize, you know, where I was falling short as far as, like, you know, my problems with food and things like that. And so, and also other aspects of my life, because it was something I had been really searching for. So when I would come over, I was really working on that person that's within, you know, working on the flesh, the one piece that I was always missing. So once I saw, you know, how they worked together, it really, you know, changed things for me. And I thought, you know, I really love this family. When they offered, you know, for me to be a sister wife and to, you know, enter through the family through marriage, I was like, you know, that's what I wanted to do. There was no doubt in my mind.
Okay, so the key word here that I picked up was in marriage. Expound on that a little bit more.
So back in the day with, you know, Abraham and Sarah, there were no contractual marriages. That's what a lot of people get today. They go and they get a marriage license and things like that. So the marriage that I have with Chris's husband, now my husband, is a spiritual marriage. I don't have one that's a piece of paper. I have one that, you know, God has allowed us to have. And so it's different. You know, other people still have a spiritual, they can still have a spiritual marriage, but it's, you know, it's something different. So it's a spiritual marriage, not just not a contractual marriage or a marriage license.
And just to piggyback off of what Kate was saying, you know, my husband and I was just talking about this the other day. You know, we got married in the state of Missouri, our license. Well, you know, we've moved from the state of Missouri and moved to the state of Indiana. So just like your driver's license, when you go to a new state, you have to switch the driver's license. So our marriage license does not follow us to Indiana. But the point we were also making was that we're spiritually married, too. It's not a piece of paper that keeps us together. And we understand that that's just another way for the state to make revenue. And so technically, in the state of Indiana, they would say, hey, you're not married because you got married in Missouri because it's just a license. But we understand that our contract was made with God. That's who we made our contract with, not with the state of Missouri, not with the state of Indiana. And so we saw an opportunity to share love and promote marriage by inviting Kate into the family. You know, there's so many people that are single and want a good husband. And I'm married to a really, really great husband. And when you have something that's really good, you know, you want to tell other people about it and you want to share it with other people. And so we saw Kate and we saw that she had experience, you know, meeting people, and it's like, wow, they're just not the right person. And, you know, I think a lot of women contact with that. They don't read books, you know. They're not advancing themselves. And then it's like, well, I have a really great husband. Would you like to join our family? Would you like to grow with us and experience life with us? And so it's been a wonderful experience, and we're enjoying the process.
Well, I am thinking before I say the next words, but I am just thinking how amazing, first of all, a woman who has a good husband, who has a wonderful family, would open up not only her home, but her heart to include another woman. I'm just speaking from a typical person that happens to be a female who at one time was married to a wonderful man for 32 years and never one time, not even a twinkle of a moment, thought, I want to share this with someone. You are an amazing person. You are. How did you think that, Kate, when that proposal was given to you? I know that you all love each other and you have this synergy together, but wow, Christiana, that's a real golden open heart that you have.
Well, one thing we talked about, the different stories in the Bible where women had a sister wife. And so I looked at those, and we also talked about other ways that women and men have relationships. And so those like include, you know, like boyfriend and girlfriend type relationships. Then there was also, you know, we looked at women who just wanted to be single, eunuchs for Christ. You know, they just wanted to focus on what God was telling them to do. So it was an option. I saw it as an option. I saw it as an option that I wanted. I'm an only child, and I grew up being the only person. and I enjoy my time to myself, and I saw it as a way that I could still have a family, still have a husband, still have kids, but then also get the opportunity to have some me time, things that I could still focus, and then still also get everything that I wanted, the husband, the kids, and now a best friend in the, you know, house, a sister, since being an only child, I didn't have any siblings, so now I have a sister, so I got not only a husband, but I got so much more. I have 5 kids that I didn't physically have to have. So it's been nothing but a blessing for me and for everybody else.
That's awesome. I'm an only child too, but I tell you what, wasn't no one going to come to my household. So I think this is a beautiful, made in heaven family. And I am so happy that the two of you speak so openly about it, because we know, and especially when it comes to the Black community, there are going to be many, many women that are going to be left out without ever having a husband, because there's just not that many men to go around. And so you all may be starting a pattern or a lifestyle that could be open to other women being able to share being in a family. And as you said earlier, having some me time along with having a husband and children and all that other kind of stuff, both of you are benefiting from having someone to take up the slack while you then have your me time. I think that's a beautiful concept.
Thank you, Star. It is. And I think I read a recent statistic that said 25% of women that are working feel that they are not fulfilling all of their duties in regards to working outside of the home and taking care of the house, and bringing an official wife can help alleviate that feeling of saying, I'm not sufficient, you know, I'm not doing everything. And that takes a lot of toll on one person's body. And so when my husband and I discussed this, it was looking at it also from longevity perspective. How do we keep each other healthy? How do we help each other thrive in this relationship? And adding a sister wife helps continue with that. I feel that I'm really lessening my stress level on my body and preserving myself because I do have a sister wife. I don't have to cook every day. I don't have to do all the shopping. I have someone to share those responsibilities with. And so it's definitely a win-win situation for us.
All right. So what are some of the duties that are shared among the children that help to keep this fine oiled machine running, if you don't mind sharing?
So one thing that the kids are responsible for is to wash the dishes. So they help wash the dishes. They help sweep the floors, mop the floors. They help take care of the baby. So now we've got a 5-month-old in the house. So they're learning, you know, child care. They also, Chris's two oldest boys learn construction. So they're getting a lot more value by, you know, being included in different activities in the household. We definitely share the work, share the knowledge that we both have so that everyone ends up being educated in the household, you know, in different responsibilities and activities.
That's awesome.
And then just to add that our kids also mentor each other in their homeschool education. So our older children help the younger children as they prepare to take their college-level examinations. We use CLEP exams, college-level examination program exams, to help our children succeed or show, or as they're testing, I should say. So our kids kind of skip high school and go right to college. So my 18-year-old took his first college-level exam at the age of 10, and he took U.S. History 1, and he scored a 48, and he needed a 50 for college credit. And we weren't expecting him to pass. We were just so happy that he was able to take the exam and do fairly well. And it showed that he was thinking like an adult. And so my master's degree in adult and higher education focuses on andragogy, which is the study of adults. So we teach our children to be self-directed. We teach them how their learning is helping prepare them for today and for the future, how they can quickly apply the information that they are learning. And so we've been homeschooling our children from birth. So when COVID happened, it was still just our regular routine with our family. And now the whole world was taking on our like lifestyle with the COVID situation. So we believe that homeschooling has allowed our children to flourish and grow exponentially.
And so are any of them in college now?
Yes, Star. All of our kids are in college now. What do I mean by all of our kids are in college now? All of our kids are preparing for college exams right now. So my oldest son,
okay,
Christian, he has 27 college credits right now. And he's preparing to take his college algebra exam. That's what he's finishing up right now. And I have a 16-year-old, that's Gabriel. He's preparing for biology. And my 15-year-old daughter is preparing for biology. And my 13-year-old is preparing for principles of management. And my 10-year-old is preparing for U.S. History 1. So our kids are taking care of their general education courses. Those 60 credit hours, they're taking care of those on their own through CLEP, College Level Examination Program exam.
Wow. Well, I know that you had mentioned in the conversation the reason why you and your husband chose to move to Indiana. Would you like to share that with our listening audience?
Yes. Yes, Star. My husband is a disabled veteran from the United States Air Force, and we discovered that in the state of Indiana, dependents or children of a disabled veteran, 70% or higher, can attend any Indiana State University for free. So that's what caused us to move from the state of Missouri to Indiana, and we have, you know, seven children now, so you're looking at like $1 million for college education. And so, we don't
sense.
Have to pay that. Our kids' college education is paid for.
It's all making sense. That's awesome. I'm speechless. So that doesn't happen very often. That's amazing. Wow. Well, hey, let's get back to your clients. What does your client profile look like? Who comes to you, and what do you help them with, and what do they get out of it? Let's talk about that. Let's bring it on back to the fitness thing.
Okay, Star. We appreciate that question. I would say our clients range from the age of probably early 50s till older, in their 70s to 80s. We've worked with someone in their 80s, and we've worked with people as young as, in their 50s, early 50s. And I think we have a specialty with women. And usually the women that come to us are already extraordinary women. They are. And they're just trying to get better at whether it's physical fitness or developing good or better eating habits, they come to us for some assistance. And we're just glad to be on their journey because, like I said, they're already extraordinary women. And for us to be able to help them develop healthier eating habits or become more physically active, we see it as a blessing because they're not only we're not, they're just not benefiting, but we're also benefiting from them.
Absolutely.
And then a lot of things,
wow,
things that we're providing our clients, especially with the knowledge that I have in positive coaching, is being able to use life coaching so that I can give them a roadmap. So I'll ask them a lot of questions about, you know, what do they want to achieve? What can I give them as a personal trainer and life coach? And then I can help see, you know, what goals do they have? And then I can help, you know, them not only see the goal, but then realize the steps that they can take to achieve that goal. So a lot of times it can be really hard for someone to see, well, how do I get to losing 50 pounds? Well, that big goal has a lot of smaller goals. So I'll help set up smaller goals that help, that will help the client to achieve that bigger goal of, you know, a 50-pound weight loss, for example.
One of our services that we do have is our Free Flow Chi class. And Free Flow Chi helps people with gaining balance in their life. They call it the meditative medicine or medicine in motion due to the free flowing. And if you've ever seen people in China demonstrate very slow movement in the park, that's what Free Flow Chi is. The background is Tai Chi. And so we currently have an online program that allows people to get certified in Free Flow Chi. And usually what we've found is that when our clients take or participate in Free Flow Chi, they gain confidence. And they say, well, what more can I do? And so we've had clients that just started Free Flow Chi, and then they began to participate in 5K, and then eventually they decide they want to do other things physically. And we've seen it be like basically a booster to other activities. So on our website, you'll find the details about Free Flow Chi. And we have a curriculum set aside, and we're working on right now being able to provide that service 24/7. But I currently do offer that course online via Zoom on Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon Eastern Time. And you can find more information about Free Flow Chi at our website at www.trountefitness.com.
What is the cost for that?
So we currently offer a week for free for the Free Flow Chi, and then after that it's $65 monthly, and we have it on Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon.
Okay.
So the Free Flow Chi class, the one thing that, you know, from a physical therapy standpoint that I can see, is that it's a really great entry-level class. It allows anybody to come in and participate in physical exercise. So that's why we've had people from all ages be able to start with us due to the Free Flow Chi class, start, you know, allowing someone to start at any physical, you know, whatever physical fitness level they're at, it allows them to start.
And what's the long-term benefit from being a master or learning the Free Flow Chi that a client would gain?
The main thing about Free Flow Chi is it gets individuals just to start moving. A body in motion stays in motion. And so by starting with Tai Chi, someone can see the benefit of physical movement. They start to realize how much better they feel in their body. They can see the improvement in their balance and other areas of their life, which makes them go, maybe I want to do other things too. So it's a great segue or entryway to starting to, you know, put physical fitness in their health first.
And then also another benefit of Free Flow Chi is that it boosts one's immune system. So with us dealing with COVID, this is a great way for people to boost their immune system and fight against COVID, is to participate in Free Flow Chi.
Awesome. Do you have anything that you teach or you master in that can help someone with vertigo or low balance or no balance?
That's definitely the free flow chi. The free flow chi is going to help someone with the balance. It's going to help them be able to be more steady on their feet. And also another great thing is that it's, we offer it at a very low cost. And so it's a way that somebody can come and be, you know, learn how to be physically fit or feel the benefits of it at a very, you know, low price.
I've seen that in, you know, Asian countries where you'll see like 50, 60, 100 people in the park and they're all going through their little moves and everything, and it's so beautiful. It just is, it's such a rhythmic visual picture. And I can see it really bringing peace of mind, clarity. Anything else that I may not see that it would bring that you can bring out to us?
Yes, Star. It also helps with lower back pain. So that's a common concern. And research has shown that doing or participating in Tai Chi or free flow Chi can help alleviate low back pain. So that's definitely one of the benefits. Also, it can help with cardio, bringing up your heart rate. So if you need some physical fitness, this is a great way to start with the free flow Chi. And then also we talked about building up your immune system and also boosting your confidence. You know, in times like this where people are by themselves, this is also a great way to de-stress and also get better physically performing free flow Chi.
Wow. That's awesome. So we are, Sandy and I, we are together. This is not the usual. Usually we're in two different locations, and she does not have the same ability to listen to the show that I have. So I was wondering if she had something to say, but no, she's giving me the reins. So you guys got me. You got me for the rest of the show here. Such an amazing interview. And I have learned and am learning so much from the two of you. And generally, most of my guests that I have on are people that some of them are people that I know. There have been quite a few that are people that I don't know. And you guys kind of fall into both of those categories because I don't like to, you know, like, say things like this, but I happen to know Christiana not that very long, but it turns out that we family. Ain't that like cuz we family?
Yes, that's right, Star.
And so this is awesome. I am just so proud of you. I'm so proud of your thought process, both of you, and how you have merged this thing and grown it and got little seedlings that you're growing, and everybody is, you know, headed toward the sun, man. I'm telling you, this is amazing. So I recently started 4 weeks ago working with Christiana. And can you tell the audience what you have been helping your cousin do?
Yes, I can, Star. So I've been helping Star work out virtually, and we've been focusing on ab work, and then also focusing on legs with Star. And so we work out typically once a week, and Star is also working out on other days of the week. And so we meet for only about 30 minutes, and so far I think I've been challenging with the exercises, Star? Would you say so?
Oh, yeah. Challenging is a key word, yes.
But hopefully you've also learned something so far, because I discovered that you had those bands, and I didn't know you had the workout bands that we could use for our workouts. So your understanding of different exercises have definitely grown since you've been working out with me.
They sure have, very definitely. And you are good. I mean, if recommendation or anything to that nature, I'm telling you, if you hire these two women and stop using the excuse that, you know, the gyms are closed or whatever, and you truly, like the piece that I read in the beginning, you truly want something to happen. You know, you've got to work at it. You've got to have your thought, the vision to see that. It must first start with the inside, and then it will manifest on the outside. So I started on the inside that I am going to be a banging hot senior, okay? And God just brought family. My son is my personal trainer 2 to 3 times a week, and now my cousin got me on Wednesdays. And between the two of them, this banging hot body is being revealed, and I am very, very grateful. So we worked out with the bands yesterday, and I was compelled to text Christiana and say, what? I couldn't feel my legs or something like that. I don't know, but I didn't think those.
Yeah, you said you still felt the burn.
I said what?
Sorry, you said you still felt the burning, and I said that was good because you're still burning calories after the workout.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, yes, I did. My legs were on fire, my thighs, and then there was something that we did. I said that my calves. I was feeling it in my calves, because you are using. Tell the form of exercise that you use with me, please, ma'am.
Yes, Star. So we're using HIIT, high intensity interval training. So the benefit of a HIIT workout is that we may exercise for maybe 20 seconds on and then a certain amount of seconds resting, but we're giving it our all within those 20 seconds. So we don't have to spend, you know, 45 minutes to an hour exercising all the time, so that after we work out, we're still burning calories even though we're not working out. That's the benefit of the HIIT form of exercise.
And then another good benefit that we both bring as trainers is that we're both NASM certified personal trainers. And what that means is that there's a lot of science that backs us as trainers. Our, the education that NASM provides, it teaches not only about the muscles and how the muscles work, but it also teaches us to look at things like posture, how to ensure that people have correct form. That's why one of our testimonies that one of our personal training clients told us, she said, you don't see a lot of people who come here and get injured. They don't get injured in your gym because we know how to watch for form, how to watch and make and to ensure that people are doing not only the exercises correctly, but, you know, the right kinds of exercises together.
Wow. Well, I know. I mean, I'm very conscious now, almost to the point of being self-conscious, because each time that I've worked with Christiana, she says, your posture, Star, your posture, you know, put your shoulders back. Now let them drop. You know, I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm constantly now, after the last 2 times, you know, sitting up straight and, you know, trying to arch my back and all of this stuff. So I don't know. I might have to just start paying you each week to give me a posture check and some, you know, good words to say for me. So how does a person actually correct their posture?
Well, that's a really good question. So the main thing is consistency. Consistency really is key, because you can go and, you know, do the exercises and the things to help correct it, but if you're not being very mindful about it, then it's going to be kind of difficult to correct it. So you have to set yourself reminders. There was a story about a client one time of this physical therapist said she put these little stickers on all the entryways of all the doors so that every time she passed by, she remembered to correct her posture. But there's definitely other things that you can do as far as like exercises and things like that. That's one thing that I specialize is in knowing the exercises that someone needs to do to help correct the posture, help strengthen the muscles that are weaker or more lax, and help to loosen the muscles that are tight. Because someone that has bad posture, they're moving their body incorrectly. And so we've got to help retrain the body to move in the correct way to help fix someone's poor posture.
Okay. Well, I need to know more about that. Are there any things that we can wear, like a corset or something that will correct our posture and make us sit straight or something like that, that you would recommend?
Now, they do sell, and I've worn one of these before. There are these shoulder straps that you can help to tighten them, and they will help put a pull on your shoulders, which will then help you have your chest out and your shoulders back. So that's one. They have that device. There's other devices. I believe I haven't used it personally, but there's a smartphone device that has a little thing that can stick on your back, and it will detect when your posture is not correct, and so it will give you a feedback on a percentage of your day that you spend in correct posture. So devices like that help to motivate people to, you know, help correct their posture. But really, it's, you know, it's the main thing of, like, setting a reminder for yourself to correct your posture.
Is it ever too late to correct your posture? Can you
the
be
only
so
time
far
that I,
gone?
There's always something that somebody can do. There might, I mean, if you somebody had a condition like, say, osteoporosis, that would be the one time that it may be impossible or very difficult. I knew a lady in a nursing home one time, she had a severe form of osteoporosis. She got stuck in the position of being bent over. And so the earlier you catch it, the better. But unless you have something like osteoporosis and had extensive damage to your body due to that, then there's always something that you can do.
Okay, well, that's good, because I'm wondering, is it too late for me, you know? I do know that when the gyms and all of that were open, I would take Pilates, and Pilates is really good at helping people to correct their posture. And so I can't wait to get back and do Pilates again, and hopefully that will bring me up, you know, make me straighten up.
Now, Pilates would be a really good one because it helps to strengthen your stabilizer muscles, or those deep core muscles, deep muscles that are in your neck that are supposed to be there for stability. A lot of times those are weak. And so doing things like Tai Chi, doing things like yoga and Pilates, they're all really good on activating and turning those muscles back on.
And also in the Tai Chi class that I teach, I'm always focusing on good posture and reminding the students, you know, to put your chest out, roll those shoulders back as we're doing the technique. And so eventually, the more you do those courses or take those classes, your body will memorize that form and you'll just do it naturally. That's the goal.
Well, I know I've heard you many times in the 4 weeks we've been working together, and it's like, ooh, okay, what am I supposed to do? Okay, So, yeah, you certainly do keep a watchful eye, and that's great. So we are down to, like, 9 minutes listening off audience. If there's anything you want to ask these two brilliant women, please call in and give a question here.
Hey, Star and Chris and
yes,
Kate,
Sandy.
You guys have been, because Star and I are in a unfamiliar setting right now, we keep dropping the connection. And so my job today was to make sure that we stayed up and stayed on. But I have so thoroughly appreciated all the knowledge and wisdom that the two of you have dropped with us from the benefits of the free form chi and the other knowledge, especially around the sister wives and how you go about balancing that and the benefits of that with your family, the aspects around spiritual marriage, which I completely understand and get, and just all of it, you know, like the overdoing, the overindulgence, having routines for the children. And so all of that has just been exceptional for me, and I appreciate it so much. And I just wanted to let you know the reason why I was not actively involved in the conversation today, but I have truly, truly learned a lot from you ladies, and we certainly appreciate you for taking the time from out of your busy schedules to be guests here with us. So I'll turn it back over to Star. I'm going to make sure we keep this connection for the next few minutes until the show is over. And thanks again. I understand why Star is so impressed with your skills and with the gifts that you bring to humanity. So thank you both.
Thank you, Sandy. Yes, we are a team, and so we bounce off of each other just like the two of you ladies do. So I missed my co-host and my friend. We're down to like about 6 minutes, ladies. Are there any parting words that you would like to leave with our listening audience, like maybe, again, how they can connect with you and things of that nature and how they might even be able to tune in and see something that you do to give them the idea, like, yeah, I want to join them?
Yes, Char, thank you. You can reach us via our website at www.trouncefitness.com. You can reach us that way. And then also we are on Facebook under Trounce Martial Art Fitness. And encouraging words that I would give someone today is to start today. Start making one change today, whether it's exercise maybe for 30 minutes, so many days a week, or try to eliminate soda out of your diet. I would encourage people to start today to make a difference, and you can start small and progress effectively from starting small.
Another thing is that if somebody wants to get kind of a sample of what we do, they can go on our website, or they can contact us through Facebook. They can get the link to our Free Flow Chi class and be able to connect with us through there, because that's a really good segue or entryway so that somebody can see kind of what we do, you know, kind of what, you know, something, what it looks like without having to, you know, somebody watching. Because one thing about the Free Flow Chi class is people are watching us. We're not necessarily watching them. So they can, you know, they don't have to feel self-conscious about, you know, how they're doing it and things like that.
And we offer 1 week free of the Free Flow Chi. So if you go to our website and leave your contact information, we can provide you with the link so that you could participate in that class. We also offer a complimentary personal training service. So one complimentary session for all of the guests here that are listening. So you can find out how we operate and how we assist people with meeting their health and fitness goals. So we'll be happy to extend that opportunity for you for one complimentary session of 30 minutes for personal training.
Is there a password or a keyword that they would use when they contact you so that you know that they heard you on Now What? Where Do We Go From Here show?
Well, they could just use the word Radio Fit, and that will be, that'll let us know that they heard this radio station.
Radio Fit.
Radio Fit. I got it. Did you get that, audience? Radio Fit. Well, we have certainly enjoyed you. I'm telling you, I didn't know I was going to be learning so much today. I learned about school, homeschooling kids, where they're taking college stuff at age 10. That's remarkable. I'm still over. I can't get over that. That's remarkable. The two of you, you know, sharing a husband. Listen, I probably didn't put the second wife out by now. And, you know, you're hanging in there. I'm just being for real, for real. And, you know, having that spiritual connection and bond for the betterment of humanity. I love it, ladies. I thank you so much for agreeing to be on our show today. So
thank you, Sandy, for this.
Go ahead, honey.
Thank you, Star and Sandy, for this opportunity.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having us on the show.
All right. Well, if it ever gets to the point where we got some TV stuff going, we'll have you come back on and show us your moves, okay?
Sounds good. We'll be glad to do that, Star.
All right. All right. Well, we got about one more minute, and I'm going to go ahead and just say to you all from personal experience with my, we did our fourth week yesterday. And this woman, Christiana, is amazing. And the hit, it is very intense, but I love how you take my mind off of all of the butt whipping that you're giving me, Christiana, by talking to me. And I don't know how you can do that and speak at the same time, but she asked me questions. She takes my mind off of the work that I'm doing, and I'm answering her questions, and you're just downright good at what you do. And I just wanted to acknowledge that to you on the radio show, and I love you very much.
Thank you, Star. I sincerely appreciate you and trusting me with assisting you. And I love you too, cousin. Thank you.
All right. So, people, tune in and get in touch with these ladies. And for now, we're getting ready to sign off for today. Thank you for coming to Now What? There. Bowing for you guys too, so I hope you're bowing as well. Thank you for joining us here at Now What? Where Do I Go From Here? Bye-bye.